Well, you know, it was a disappointing time. We lost the game. You know, it's hard as a manager when a microphone's put in your face 20 minutes after the game. You know, I've seen the things that were put up and little bits been taken out of context, but some of it, you know, is true. I speak on behalf of everyone at Morecambe Football Club and in respect that it needs sorting one way or another. You know, we've got to... I know there's a lot of work going on, but we've got to get this stability back into the club and look to a brighter future because, you know, it's very difficult to plan and, you know, there's a lot of concern around the place. And I'm no different, I'm a human being. I do worry, I do get concerned. And, you know, I've got a great relationship here with the club. I've been here a lot of years and I only want what's best for it. And, you know, it's not nice to see it the way it's gone over the last few months. But, you know, I don't want to leave the club. But there's certain things that go on that are out of your control that you think, well, something's got to give, something's got to change somewhere on the line to make it a lot more positive for the future. So, as I say, it's difficult on the pitch at the minute. And obviously off the pitch, it's been difficult as well for the last few months. So we're in a little bit of a tough time. But like I said on Saturday, as long as everyone sticks together and keeps working hard and pulling through, that's great. I mentioned about being a... Can't really remember using the word disastrous, whether I did or didn't. It's not usually a word that I use, but if I did, you know, I'm not meaning on the field because in the article that I read, it said it's been a great achievement if we're still a Football League club and we're well on course to be that. So after all that's gone on and what we've had to put up with, you know, ownership problems, late payments of wages, selling our best player, losing our top scorer, training facility... You know, there's quite a lot that goes on that affects a football club and we've been struggling. So, as I say, if we can be a Football League club come 2017-18, it's a great achievement by everyone concerned. February, obviously, was the big month for us. There's still work to do, you know, just to take the pressure off everyone because we're in poor form and teams will always pick up behind us. So, but we're well on course. So, as I said, that would be a great achievement, in my opinion. But it has been a bit of a disaster off the field. Disaster on the field just at the moment. But as I say, somewhere along the line, it needs sorting for the good of the football club and for the future.
With the uncertainty of the ownership still not resolved, we still don't know who's going to own the club and what's going to happen next season. Do you fear that next season could be potentially more of a problem than this season?
I don't know. I'm like everyone else. Who knows what's around the corner? You don't know what's around the corner in life, certainly at this football club at the minute, because I know there's a lot of work going on and Rod Taylor's been superb and the board and, you know, Graham Bernard comes to games, but, you know, you're hearing about court appearances and is it going to be his? You know, we don't know. We don't know what's around the corner. But what usually happens this stage of the season is you start planning. Now, we know when we'll be back pre-season. We've got our first game penciled in. You know, we'll know what days we're working, where we want the games. Everything's coming together in that respect. But obviously, we've got to build a squad. There's a lot to do with football clubs to be professional and make sure that you're prepared for what comes the next season. And you can't just get to the end of July and go, right, the new season's upon us, let's start doing this and that. It needs doing now, and whilst it's ongoing, it's very difficult. But who knows what the future holds. You know, I don't know, I'll be honest, I don't know. So all I do is keep working to the best of my ability. It's been a very stressful time for all concerned. Keep battling away, stick together. As I say, we've had a difficult time on the pitch as well. But we're only one win away from being, right, great. You know, it's changed. And that's what we've done this week. We've been in every day. We haven't had a day off. We've worked on things. We've looked at things. And we're looking for a response in a game on Saturday against the team, you know, that have been struggling themselves. But, you know, it's a game that we should be looking to win. So hopefully we can bounce back. You know, it takes the pressure off everyone. And we can enjoy the running. But as I say, off the field, who knows what's around the corner. Hopefully it's positive.
So you've got lots of players out of contracts. I suppose you can't even begin preliminary negotiations about new deals and that sort of thing while there's this uncertainty.
It is. You know, sometimes people have got to put themselves in the players' positions as well, and the staff. We've been late getting paid a few times. There's uncertainty. There's a bit of negativity. You know, but... people have got in life, look after number one, and that's yourself. And footballers are no different. The human beings, if they worked in a factory and it was the same situation, I'm sure they'd have the same outlook. So it is, it's difficult. And me as the manager, I've got to try and build a squad, and at the minute we've got 4 or 5 who are on contract for next season, so it is difficult. But again, it's one of them things that crops up, and you've got to get on with it to the best of your ability, but sometimes it's very, very difficult, and that's the case at the minute. But sooner rather than later, we need things sorting so everyone can move forward with a positive outlook and look towards a stable future. You know, we're into April now. It's not that long till the start of the next season. So, yeah, there is a lot of things that need doing.
Saturday's a really important game, isn't it? Because 3 points, vital, really, to push aside any lingering prospect of going down, but also just to get that feel-good factor back.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and that's why we've had a few words on Monday, Tuesday, and we've put it to bed. We've had a positive Wednesday, Thursday, Friday now coming up. We will do as well. Looking forward to the game on Saturday. You know, Hartlepool, we've looked over them. You know, they're in a difficult position themselves, but, you know, I have to say from the bits I've seen, they're doing really well going forward. They've got some very good players. You know, two of them we know, in Hammond and Alessandro, are doing well for them. So it'll be a tough game for us, but, you know, we're at home. We've got to bounce back. We've got to show an urgency and a tempo about us. You know, and we need to be committed and right at them. And as you say, you know, it's another game. It's in front of our home fans. We're looking to win it. We're prepared to do everything that we can to win it. And hopefully we can do that, because, as you say, it just puts that spring back in your step. Everyone can enjoy the weekend. It puts aside any, as you say, any doubts of getting dragged in. We're still 10 points clear of the relegation zone. So whether games are running out for the teams below us, but I do predict that the teams below us will win games. I've said that all along. And if we're not winning, you know, obviously it becomes a little bit more difficult. And as I said, I thought Newport would pick up results, certainly at home, because of the pitch. Cheltenham will, with their pitch and the way they play. You know, and there's still other good teams down there who are capable. You know, Leighton Orient are getting pushed aside now. The likes of Hartlepool have picked up reasonable results recently as well. So we need to get back to winning ways sooner rather than later. So, as you say, it can have a positive spin on everyone's outlook and enjoy the running.
So Kenyon suspended. Any other injury concerns?
Yeah, we've got a few. We've had one or two come back this week. You know, we've got the likes of Luke Conlon. A couple of bumps and bruises at Cheltenham last week. Michael Duckworth rolled his ankle 2 days before. So he trained on the Friday, but we didn't take him down because he had to drop out on the Friday before the Cheltenham game, so we worked to do with him. You know, Barry Roach is struggling a bit with a wrist injury, so we'll have to assess him. So we've got quite a few. Obviously, Alex Kenyon's the one that's definitely out, but we've got quite a few 50-50 at the minute that are here. That we'll have to assess everything over the next day or two with regards to whether they'll be fit to start on the bench or won't be fit at all. So we'll see what we've got and go from there.